I was just chatting and doing it to my microphone if it's working. Did you hear me?
We can hear you. We can also hear children in the background, but that's okay. We can hear you just fine.
Okay.
We have just started the recording.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. This is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. For those of you who know my voice very well, you might detect a change. I've got a kind of a bit of a cold now, but at least I'm getting my voice back. I'm drinking some tea. And what is today? Today is February 6th, and this is roughly we're web heads talking together here. We have something we call learningtogether.pbworks.com, which we have been instigating as part of our regular weekly, since 1998, weekly meetings. So that's quite a lot of them in a row there. We try to set the second hour of that gathering nowadays to have some kind of presentation. And today we are very honored to have Hope Kandel with us. And Hope is, in case you didn't know, you see the learningtimes.org logo over there, and you see the announcement that this is the Webhead's virtual office. And you see Hope's picture, which she just now snapped at her computer, over there in the corner. And Hope is one of the people who is responsible for us having this facility. And I can't remember when we started, but I would guess around 2003, something like that. I don't really remember. Maybe you can refresh my memory, but it's been quite a while. So that we've been having this great facility. And we're going to talk to Hope a little bit more about how it's possible that that educators, not just the webheads, but several educators get grants from her. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the communities that they have in Learning Times and what Learning Times does. Hope's going to show us around her website, because actually that's all pretty much explained there. So anyway, well, I'd like to welcome very much Hope, and I've been wanting to talk to you for some time, and here it's happening. I'm so excited. So welcome.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Vance, and thanks to everybody. Thanks for stopping by. It's really an honor to talk to everybody, and I'm looking forward to a great discussion. I hope that we can, feel free to throw in questions. It's interesting to me because, we've been in existence as Learning Times since 2002. And so, the time has just really kind of flown by, and the world of online learning has evolved, and online conferences and how people are talking to each other and how people are having conversations has just, rapidly changed, in the last few years with things like Twitter and Facebook and just so many different resources. So I think that, it's a really exciting time, I think, to be involved in education and be involved online and just conversations in general. So thanks, everybody. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah. Boy, back one of the, I don't, like I said, I don't really remember when you ran this WebHeads virtual office, but we used it in our first WebHeads in Action Online Convergence, which was in 2005. We used it three times. One of the things I've been very impressed and appreciative of is how you've supported this, and we found ways to smooth out the procedure. But back then, you were creating websites, and you just all, I'm going to have to stop for a bit.
Hey, Vance, it sounds like your cold just got really just, I hope that you've got tea next to you. While you're kind of, hi there, Michael Coughlin is with us. It's wonderful to see you. It's been a long time. Not a problem, Vance. You know what? I'll kind of pick things up and maybe talk a little bit about the Global Collaboration Grant, because I think that's kind of where you are going. If not, just jump on in. And also, you know, everybody, again, if you have questions about anything and you want to just type it into the chat, you know, we'll just kind of keep this pretty informal. But, yeah, the Global Collaboration Grant is something that we've been doing since probably 2003, 2004. I'm actually going to bring up, our webpage. I'm going to make it a little smaller because I don't think we all need to, doesn't need to be that big. But, excuse me. But the Global Collaboration Grants are really designed to help small groups, large groups, but groups that, you know, want to, oh, okay. Wonderful, Teresa. but the Global Collaboration Grant is designed to give various groups the opportunity to meet online and talk about, you know, educational projects or just meet, again, in small groups. That's really what it was designed for. I know that I think the Webheads are probably the group that, the biggest group that uses the Global Collaboration Grant, excuse me, but they tend to be smaller rooms designed to, again, facilitate small meetings, small teaching sessions, give maybe the independent educator an opportunity to meet online, get familiar with tools, help their students get more familiar with tools, those kinds of things. I mean, I guess I think when I think of a small room, I think of, you know, 15 seats, things like that. Sure, not a problem. It's a good idea. I'm going to put this.
It's like the number of seats has been kind of, it could be unlimited. You've been very generous with, you know, adapting to whatever we needed.
Yeah, we always say to, you know, to folks who have a room via this way, is that, you know, if you're doing a bigger event, you know, just let us know. We're happy to accommodate what we can. Sometimes it, you know, it may also depend on what else is going on the day that you're doing an event. If we have a lot of other events going on, we may have to, you know, cap it at a certain number. We try and be as flexible as possible because, again, this is the way that, you know, this is one of the ways that we try and give back. And also, you know, this wouldn't be possible without the, you know, partnership of Illuminate. They allow us to do this. So, you know, we're very fortunate that they're great partners in education as well. So we feel very fortunate about that. We've been working with Illuminate for quite some time. And really with the Global Collaboration Grant, all that we ask is folks can send us an email saying, you know, I'd like a room. I think it starts off as a small room, like 10 seats, things like that, or maybe, you know, 5 to 10 seats. Yeah, 3 cheers for Illuminate. They're a wonderful, you know, technology partner. And then we just ask that, you know, as you can see, the guidelines and expectations, we just ask for people to let us know how they use the room, what they plan to do, and then it just allows us to kind of keep an idea of, you know, how rooms are being used. But as you can see, you guys are listed under our grant recipients, and we're very happy about that and happy to be able to provide it. I think that learning times, while it may not always be, I think it's always in sort of in the back of our minds. I think one of the things that we think is very important as an organization is our desire to, you know, to give back and not sort of, I guess, you know, it sort of happens in small ways and in big ways. You know, if someone comes to us, like, for example, during Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath of that, there was there were schools in that area, you know, universities in that area that needed some help. And we, you know, someone that we had worked with in the past, you know, put us in touch with, you know, a different, you know, different departments, and they were doing, you know, trying to do some, you know, just ways to kind of connect with the students, not really classes per se, but they were planning to run some events to make sure that students kind of knew what was going on and, you know, just kind kind of keep the community connected, even though there really wasn't a physical campus at the time because, you know, everything was underwater. But that's the kind of stuff where it's kind of like, you know, this is the perfect application for, you know, an emergency situation. If you've got internet access, if you've got a microphone, you can, you know, send out a text message or send out an email saying if anybody needs to kind of connect, meet here at this time and we'll take care of things. So that's just kind of a very sort of rapid response method, you know, much like what's going on in the world today where people are using things like Twitter and Facebook to report, you know, report information and get things out there. So, you know, and that's kind of, again, just one of those things that just, you know, when it comes up, it's there's no question in our mind that it can help. So, you know, we just do it. Let's see, other, yeah, Stan, sorry.
Yeah, okay, well, I think I got my voice back. I was, I'm really curious how that partnership works, you know, that because Illuminate, of course, is, well, I suppose they're a big company, they do a lot of things, they sell a lot, but they also obviously have a generous side, you know, and yourselves, well, like Webheads, for example, we're very generous and share with each other, but we all have our daytime jobs. But I get the impression that this is your daytime job. Am I correct? And if so, I'm just wondering how, you know, how it is that you're able to do things that are so, you know, enlightened.
Well, yeah, this is my daytime job, and you know, I have to say that I think that, you know, I think there's a generous spirit that is sort of part of kind of who we all are at Learning Times. You know, I think we all believe in community on a lot of levels. I saw, excuse me, I saw Teresa, I think, raised her hand. Teresa, just if you want to say something, you know, jump on your mic. I think you didn't have a headset, so I'm going to turn off my mic real quick if you have a question.
Hi, Hope. Can you all hear me? Okay, thank you. I'm just really experimenting just for curiosity because I will need this for a training session I will be giving soon and need to have the audience hear what's going on and not going on. Maybe I'll get in touch with you later, Hope. Anyway, my question was before I go, what link do you have to Learn Central and to View Rooms for three people? Because I'm also interested in that in terms of the training I will be giving soon. Pardon my question, but I'm kind of mixed up at this point, and that's just it. Okay? Thank you for your upcoming reply.
The V Room is actually something that Illuminate does. So if you go to, I don't know the exact URL, but if you go to www.illuminate.com, I believe you should see either a graphic or something indicating indicating where you can get the three-seat V Room. And also, they do have a lot of training, training videos, short Illuminate videos that they've done. So that's a great resource. And again, if you go to the Illuminate site, I think it should be, oh, and thanks, David, the learncentral.org, that's the URL. But as I was saying, I think that, you know, I don't know, I think on some level, you know, all of us at Learning Times are educators and believe that education should be something that is, you know, on some level community-based, you know, and we just try to balance, you know, being able to pay our bills and pay ourselves and, you know, and do the, I mean, this, it, you know, it doesn't take a lot for us to put this out there. It's not like we have to, you know, actually build a physical room for someone. It's not like we have to build a physical school. You know, this is all virtual, so it's really just a matter of shifting seats. And, you know, on the real mechanics of it, you know, obviously there are times when, you know, people need a little bit more training, people need a little bit more hand-holding. You know, early on when I think this stuff was not as heavily used, people had a lot more questions. But again, it I think that given what you're talking about in terms of the resources and just the sort of physical resources or virtual physical resources, you know, those hard assets, I guess, it seems like it's really not something that one needs to kind of worry too much about. People use it, don't use it, use it every 6 months, use it every week. And, you know, we see that it's a tremendous resource for some, and some people, you know, have other resources. So I think it all just kind of works out and you know, gets distributed well. We don't ever really see anybody taking advantage of these services. People are very respectful. It's not something that, you know, we have to police, you know, so to speak. We think that everybody is adult learners, you know, is really respectful. I mean, we've been very fortunate, and I think this is a testament to the sort of adult education community, that, you know, there's just not, it's a very respectful place, and that's really kind of how things operate. Let's see. Elizabeth, you know, we're finding, I don't have a breakdown of sort of by country of how many people use Learning Times, but it is quite international. I mean, as you can see from just this audience here, we have people from, you know, Australia, we have people from Russia, you know, Taiwan. So yeah, I would say that we, and New Jersey, which is my home state. I grew up in New Jersey. Well, thanks, Teresa. It's really good to, it was really good to see you again. You know, Ukraine. So again, it's one of those things where, you know, I think it's quite international. LearningTimes.org and the Learning Times community, there are about almost just under 22,000 members in the Learning Times community. And so when you come into the Webheads room, you may not only go through the Learning Times community, but you also, you know, you can go through the Learning Times community. And in the about 22,000, a little under that, I think it's like 21,700, something like that. But we look at, you know, and that community just keeps growing. People keep asking questions. One of the other things that we've been doing, and I think this, you know, if it's okay, I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about the Green Room. I don't know if folks have checked out the podcast in the Learning Times Green Room, but our hosts, Susan Manning and Dan Balzer, are really just wonderful. And really how the Green Room started was, you know, we were noticing that there were a lot of conversations that were kind of happening via the bulletin boards in the LearningTimes.org community. And there were some real wonderful gems. And we felt like maybe they needed a little bit more light shone on them. So the Green Room kind of started with Jonathan, Susan, and Dan sort of talking about some of the things that they were seeing bubbling up. And then they would sort of dig a little deeper in the community and find other really great questions that got asked. And they would turn them into episodes. And that's how, you know, the LT Green Room got started. And it still goes on today. Just going to, you know, as you can see, let's see, if we go to the Learning Times site, hopefully is open. Yeah, there we go. So if you go to, I'm going to just put this also in the chat window. So if folks want to take a look at, if you have not been to the LT Green Room, please feel free to do that. You know, as you can see, there's just a new one about surveys. Casey Green, who, you know, Casey's been around for a long time, and he's, you know, quite quite a great resource, you know, in the online education world. So any other questions? Let's see. Any other questions from the audience or Vance? Did you have any questions? I mean, I can really go in any direction that you want me to, and I try not to ramble, so I'm going to kind of take a pause and see what others are thinking.
Hi, Hope. It's Michael here. I thought I'd grab the mic and just repeat part of Therese's question about Learn Central, which is very active here in Australia too. So the relationship between Learning Times, Illuminate, Learn Central.
I'd like to know more about a number of the communities. When I used to get emails or see a lot of sort of forum questions regarding the Green Room and some other communities, and I always found it a little bit difficult to figure out how to reply, but I have the impression that there are a number of communities there and that they're interacting with each other, and if someone wanted to interact with more of these communities, how would they go about it? And you've shown us, I think you said this was through learningtimes.org, but there's also a learningtimes.com and a learningtimes.net. Is there any difference in these communities, in these sites?
You know, they all are a, you know, they all are a part of Learning Times. So I would say that, you know, learningtimes.com and .net are, and I see Rima's question and David's question, and I'll just get to them in a second. You know, learningtimes.com and learningtimes.net are sort of, I would say, more of the business side of Learning Times, you know, how we, it's our services, it's, you know, the conferences that we organize, it's the, it's where our clients kind of learn about, or potential clients learn about what we, what services we offer. LearningTimes.org and the Learning Times community are, they're free, and, you know, well, the LearningTimes.org, it's really just a vehicle to get into the Learning Times community. You can sign up at the Learning Times community. Hang on one second. If you go to, let's see, you can see you can become a member. This page is a little outdated, so but you know, but if you click on become a member, you'll be asked to, you know, go into the Learning Times community. Some of, I think because you, there's a couple of different ways that the different sort of groups that are affiliated with the webheads can kind of get into this room. Some of you may not be all that familiar with the Learning Times community. So I encourage you to check it out. Again, it's free to join. There's a lot of different discussion threads going on. There's a lot of different you know, archives of past events. So there's a lot of information in there. And as I said, there's about almost 22,000 members at this point. Okay, so there's some questions coming in. I'm going to just kind of scroll up a little bit and take those questions. Rima, please do join, and if you know, and you know, by all means, you can encourage your students, your master's students, to join as well, because it's free to join. There's not, you know, they might learn a lot. They might be able to post questions and get a variety of answers from people all over the world that are doing, you know, online learning, adult education, things like that. David's asking about LT being used more for adult education. Is it being used as much more or less in schools? Well, you know, I think the folks who, or the people who use Learning Times, who might be more, you know, who might have a side of them that's more of an independent educator, you know, or an educator that may be affiliated with a couple of different organizations but might sort of work from, you know, might primarily work virtually. I think that's a big part of what makes up learningtimes.org and the community. Although I will say there's a lot of, you know, people that are, you know, more traditional educators that are trying to kind of incorporate things like, you know, information literacy, media literacy, technology literacy into their teaching. And it ranges. We have some people in the community that teach, you know, K through 12. Some people that teach, you know, that are more, you know, community college oriented. So I think it really runs the gamut, in terms of our clients and people who use our services. We do have schools. We have the New York City Department of Education is a client of ours, as well as a group, an autistic coaching group based in Portland, Oregon. So those are sort of two examples of schools using us. You know, with the New York City Department of Education, they not only use us for professional development for their teachers, payroll secretaries. So they use it both, you know, to disseminate information to teachers, to staff about changes in, you know, the payroll system. I mean, they use it very, very deep and broad. But they also, different departments within the New York City Department of Education also use learning times. We've been working on a project now with a group a specific district in the New York City Department of Education called District 75 that is, you know, focused on students with special needs, everything ranging from, you know, autism to, you know, emotional needs. And we've actually done some events and some programs with them in Second Life, you know, on the Teen Grid. We've built an entire entire island that looks a lot like New York City, and these kids are coming into Second Life to learn some living skills, you know, some life skills, and that's really the motivation of the program. It's not to teach them math, it's not to teach them science, it's to teach them, you know, when you walk up, you know, when you go into a bank, you know, how do you interact with the bank teller? If you go to purchase groceries, because some of these students are going to be in those situations in the coming year, they're at a point where they may be graduating high school and they may be going out and getting a job and, you know, living on their own or living with other people or still living with their family, but they're going to be entering a new stage in their life. And so they may not have learned these skills at, you know, until this point. Let's see, Luciana, how can you get engaged? You know, just sign up and become part of the community. Listen to the Green Room podcast. Maybe ask questions. You know, make comments. That stuff is you know, followed pretty closely. So hopefully that'll you know, and really what we always say is that, you know, the community is only as active and vibrant as the members make it. I'm sure you all have experienced that on some level, both whether you've been trying to facilitate a community or you're part of a community, you know what happens. It's like anything else, it needs oxygen to kind of, you know, keep on living. And so all these communities need, you know, your input, your questions, your answers to questions when people ask them, that kind of thing. So, so yeah. And no, you don't have to be, you do need to be a member to get into the learningtimes.org community, but it's free to join. Oh, and there's Suze. Hi. Nice to see you, Suzanne. It's been a long time. Yeah, I'm trying to do desktop sharing because I just think it allows me to kind of just pop all over the place. Let's see.
If I can just interrupt, anybody who comes here has joined Learning Times, isn't that correct? They have to join in order to get to reach this room. Yeah.
I that was my understanding, but then I wasn't sure if you guys sort of linked into the room from different places. So, but yeah, but if you may have it. You may have it just linked in, but right, people still have to sign into the community. So yeah, so that's, you know, those are some things that we're pretty passionate about in terms of really how to facilitate just in general people feeling comfortable online, talking online. I don't think as many people need, I think more people have access now and there's a lot more. It's much more ubiquitous. Like, you know, a lot of people are doing things that are sort of social networked based. But I think that, you know, I still fundamentally believe that facilitating a community is a real special talent. I still feel myself to be a bit of an amateur in that. It's something that I always think about. It's something that I'm always kind of conscious of when I work with clients. I always sort of try to encourage them to not just think about the specific event, you know, that we're going to do this webcast on this date and this time, but what is going to happen to really facilitate that community to flourish before and after those events. I agree with you, David. I mean, I think when Vance was saying, you know, this is your day job, I think, you know, you hit it right on the head. There's a lot more that could be done. It's just a matter of, you know, hours in the day and, you know, and sort of being, you know, having responsibilities, you know, just in other aspects of our lives that become, you know, that take our time as well. So, you know, sometimes you do have to say, you know, let's just let it breathe and see what happens, you know, and hopefully everybody just kind of contributes a little bit so that it all kind of grows. Let's see.
Oh, here's another question. When I invited you here and then I went onto your website to have a look, I was kind of surprised at how many people you consider to be in your team. I would have thought, well, I mean, I've been in touch with John Walber and Jonathan Finkelstein and yourself, but I wasn't really aware of these other people and what they do. And are they people who have been there since 2002 or 3 or whenever you started, or are they... they sort of come and go, or how big an order, are they all in one place? Is there one office, or they all team up online, or how does it work?
That's a great question. Well, we have grown a bit, so it's definitely, you know, we're excited about that. And you know, there's also people on here that probably, you know, there's people that we work closely with, you know, for specific events that may or may not be up here. This is sort of our core team. These are people that are, you know, that do learning times pretty much full time. So as you can see, you know, it's Jonathan, John, Denise Labuda, Susan Manning, myself, Mike Morneau, Adam LaFacci, John Howard, and Dale Anglada. So we have grown a bit. You know, in 2002, it was really just me, John, and Jonathan. Thanks, Dennis. It was great to connect to you again. Be well and see you soon. But as you can see, we've grown, and I'll show you pictures of everybody. You know, that's Dale, that's John Howard, that's Adam LaFacci, that's Mike Morneau, that's me. Let's see, that's Susan, Denise, John, and Jonathan. So we've grown a little bit. John Howard tends to do most of our 3D virtual world stuff. So he's the primary person that's doing the program I was talking to you about with the New York City District 75 and doing stuff in Second Life with them. Let's see. Adam is just a really great guy. He started about a year and a half ago, and he is kind of one of our primary field producers. And Mike and I have been around for a while. Mike actually does a lot of our sort of infrastructure building. So he does a lot of community building. He does a lot of technical sort of behind the scenes stuff, building communities for clients as well as facilitating live events. Let's see, Rima's asking, if your students join, will you be able to supervise their actions? Well, Rima, you could see the types of questions that they ask. You can see, you know, how much they're participating. I don't know that you would really be able to see if they, you know, watched a podcast or if they, you know, unless you wanted them, you know, the only way that you can see what other people are doing is if they make a comment or post a question. So, you know, if you wanted the learningtimes.org community to be, and I could see the learningtimes.org community being a great you know, sort of ongoing class assignment, you know, almost like not really a scavenger hunt, but the idea being that, you know, you can say to your class, you know, I want you to find, you know, I want you to find a discussion thread, or I want you to find a podcast or an archive that resonates with you, and I want you to, you know, write a paragraph on that, or post a question and, you know, give me the response, or, you know, tell me the responses. Luciana is asking about, I'm assuming you're talking about the community. If you're talking about the community, I think that, you know, we've had different people get involved. I think that teachers talk about, I think teachers that teach adult learners, and when I say adult learners, I'm talking about even, you know, as young as, like, you know, still in like undergraduate education, but maybe not quite freshmen, that kind of, you know, that kind of range, I think you'll find that they will use the community in that capacity, you know, to give assignments or to, you know, show an archive of, you know, a different speaker, or show, you know, some of the podcasts. I also think that you have different people exchanging ideas about sometimes very technical things. You know, we're trying to implement this type of community, and, you know, I don't really have a lot of HTML experience, so how, you know, should I install Joomla, or should I install, you know, should I hire a developer to implement Ruby on Rails? Like, you know, it can be very technical, but then it can also be very theoretical and pedagogical. So it really kind of runs the gamut. It's kind of all over the place. Let's see. Suzanne's asking about Illuminate 10. Do you feel that the average usability becomes easier to facilitate? You know, I have found Illuminate to always be a pretty easy application to work with. I should say, maybe easy isn't the exact right word. I guess I feel like it's quite robust, and there's a lot there. So I feel like you know, there's just a lot at your disposal. Have I noticed more usability? I don't know. I think it's kind of, I think it continues to be at the same high level. So Suzanne, if you know, have kind of your own thoughts as you've tried different versions, or as the versions have, you know, evolved, you know, feel free to type it into the chat. Let's see, do you have a schedule? Well, Elizabeth, that's a good question. I mean, I know that most of the, for example, let me just go back to, let's see, where was I? You know, for the Learning Times community, there's a couple of different rooms. There's actually like a, just kind of a general meeting room that you can go into at any time. We really don't have we don't really have like a sign-up sheet per se. It's kind of like first come, first serve. You know, if you want to check it out, if you go into the Learning Times community, you'll see along the left-hand side, you'll see a link that says meeting room. If you're part of a group that has a global collaboration grant, then sometimes that gets monitored more closely. I know, for example, the Webheads and Vance, if you want to, you know, hop in here, I know that particularly when you guys are doing conferences, you tend to have a bit more of a rigid schedule, but I don't know how open it is other times. So that's usually left up to the group that sort of has the grant. Our rooms that are free and open are accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we really don't have any sort of sign up for that. Suzanne's asking from a community, most like teleconference Skype. You know, I do think that to a certain degree, oh, you know what, let me go ahead, since Vance just, someone just, I think it was Vance, just
was me,
loaded, yeah, the URL for the Webheads. I think you'll see there that there's like the calendar of events,
yes,
and things like that.
That's it.
Vance,
yeah.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so for this particular room we're in right now, webhiz.info. Actually, the reason I started here because I was trying to think, how do you get the information? Webhiz.info has a calendar there, and the Webhiz events calendar. So if you click on that, I'm doing that right now, it takes you to, it will eventually take us to, we hope, the Webhiz events calendar, which is where you can write your information down there. There's also a way to edit that information once you've written it. For some reason, it doesn't seem to be jumping. Oh, there it goes. Okay. So that's the events calendar. You can have a look. It's right now we're in EBO. And if we look to see the events, there are lots of gaps in the calendar. In fact, even today, I see I failed to book it for today. So I was taking a risk. I thought I had booked it many Sundays in advance. Maybe I'd only done that through the end of 2010. Anyway, okay, so I will book it at this time on every Sunday that I can think of. But basically, it looks like the other times, all in February, are free. So it's a facility that you're welcome to use. And there's and Hope has done something unusual with this one. She's made a little moderator's login below the big green bar. So if you want to use it, you can also go in as a moderator. And that's very useful. And we have had absolutely no trouble with this in the time that we've had this facility. I don't think anybody has ever double booked it. We've had no problems with people coming in and disturbing anybody else's sessions. And we've just gotten a lot of really good use out of it. And in fact, I would say that this particular facility is the magic wand of Webhiz, because it has really congealed us as a community, and it's also had a big impact on Electronic Village Online. People just use it. In fact, that's actually why I wanted to bring Hope here, was to, especially at this time when we're just wrapping up Electronic Village Online, to thank her, you know, because, like I say, she's given us our magic wand. So I think Suzanne wants to tell us a small story.
It's so good to be back. I really feel like coming home. Well, I'm engaged in another community, and they just recently purchased a 1-year license for Illuminate. But there has been quite a lot of reluctance against using the facility. So I decided I wanted to go and examine what are the differences since I used Illuminate some years ago, because I haven't been back for quite a while. So what did I do? Well, I went to the Webhiz room some nights ago. It was very late night, so I didn't really think of anyone being there. But the first thing that I heard when I was logging in, I couldn't even see who was there, two other people, but that was the sweet voice of Teresa, whom I know very well from my visits to Portugal also. And Teresa was simply training someone for a session the next day in the EVO session. So that was an amazing experience of, presence and ubiquity, that I was able to just log in and be there. It was a very good feeling for me, and I was looking to see whether the functionality had changed much. And I see some improvements, but the interface is pretty much the same since I may have been in the version 8 or maybe even 9, but not as a facilitator. So that was a great thing. I just wanted to tell that.
You know, Vance, if it's okay, I was going to bring up the learningtimes.org community just so that I could kind of point out what I was talking about in terms of the meeting room and, so that people can kind of, when they go into it themselves. Okay, great. So, and Suze, I love that story, because I think that, again, it's, I think that Illuminate is one of those environments where it's definitely going to, I think it, again, it always seems to me to be a very rich learning environment. There's a lot that can be done. There's a lot you can do. It's very open to the students, but yet at the same time, you as the moderator have a lot of a lot of control, and you have a lot of things at your disposal. So, I think it's a great teaching platform. I really, really, really do. Let's see. Okay, so people were asking me about, you know, how they could access different, Suzanne, I think that you were talking about the fact that the group that you're working with, the community, they don't feel a real need for visuals. They're kind of between the Skype and some other sort of voice chat apps, they kind of feel like their bases are covered. I mean, maybe it's, you know, lining up a few speakers that can really use visuals well to kind of show them the visual as well as the audio component of of what webcasting can be or an online session can be or even an impromptu online session. Here there's whiteboards, so people who, I always found that the idea that people don't just learn in one modality, they tend to learn like in a primary modality, but then there's always like a secondary modality. So it's like the visual versus the auditory versus the, doing modality. So that's why I think this platform can be a much richer experience, because it allows for these various ways to learn, not just to present, but for the audience to learn, and I think that facilitates more learning for a greater number of people. So that might be a nice way to motivate and to try some new things and, to go into an Illuminate room or really any meeting platform. If someone has a subscription to GoToMeeting and that works for them, a lot of these platforms have some similarities, and it's in the details of how they work a little differently. Some of them, I don't want to say that, all platforms are problematic. I think that there are some that are better than others. But in general, I think the motivation behind all these platforms is to hopefully sort of give people the opportunity to learn in as many modalities as possible. I think if you feel comfortable on a platform and it allows you to express yourself and it allows you to facilitate or teach well or have your, class or the group that you're teaching learn well, it should be a platform agnostic kind of discussion, really. It's about the skills and the facilitator and the students or participants. Okay, so great, Elizabeth. Yeah, I mean, I would say that Illuminate is a very, very strong platform. Okay, so as I was saying, someone was asking about, if they can just access different rooms, and I was saying, look along the left-hand side of the Learning Times community, and you'll see the meeting room, and that is just a virtual place where you can meet with colleagues, and, as we indicate here, the whole idea of like no lifeguard on duty, it's kind of, you come in, you meet up, and, you just enter in. If other people are there, you may have to kind of negotiate a little bit and say, okay, how much longer? It's kind of like, has anybody used like a basketball court or a tennis court, like at a community park? When I was a kid, we used to have these, community parks, and there'd be a tennis court, and if someone was there playing, you'd sort of have to say to them, hey, how many more games do you have? And, if they were already playing, if they're on their third set, rule of thumb would be that they'd have to kind of say, oh, you know what, we've already played quite a bit, we're going to wrap this up and we'll give the court to you. I live in New York City. That doesn't quite happen anymore. You have to sign up. You have to be there 2 hours ahead of time. It's very different now. But growing up as a kid, that's kind of how you did things, or you played together, So that's another option. Never fear playing together. So what else? And again, as you can see that the front page, the front page of Learning Times also has Green Room episodes as well. And these are some of the different discussions that are happening. You can also get to the discussions here as well. Well, great, Elizabeth. We hope that we hope that you are able to take advantage of learningtimes.org a little bit more. The thing about putting up a calendar, we sort of toyed with that idea, but honestly, I think because we needed to sort of balance, doing the work that actually allows us to be able to offer something like this. We needed to kind of balance that, and we felt like just fundamentally we just wanted to leave it very open because we wanted to have a little bit more hands off on the sort of administering of the rooms. Rima, if you're asking me if you can stay in touch with me, oh, by all means. I'm just going to put my email address in.
It would probably be appropriate for Rima just to stay in touch with Webheads because they'd probably have that kind of experience that she's familiar with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think when people are asking which platform they want to use, they're usually thinking about free platforms, or they're thinking, should I invest in one? And like our school did a search and they invested in Adobe Connect. And I find I prefer using Illuminate after some experience. I think if you have a facility like this one or the meeting room and that works for you, then I personally, if I can use Illuminate, I will use Illuminate because it's so, the only complaint we have at all is that there is a sign-in with Learning Times, but that is nothing, and I always tell people, well, it's such a great organization. It never spams you, which is really nice, and there's really no downside to joining Learning Times. It's all positive. But take Jeff LeBeau and his World Bridges community. I can't really imagine them in any medium other than Skype and webcasting, but that takes a lot of specialist training, which they provide each other, and so it works really well, but that's kind of their medium. But, the fact that you can just spontaneously have conversations and then podcast them, and that's a different kind of medium. But I think for people who just want to come and have everything you need, it gets recorded. It, like you mentioned, all the facilities, the whiteboard, and it's free and available to use thanks to these grants. And that's actually what I was trying to find out from you today, was just to understand a little bit in more detail, or just understand how it works for you. How is it that you're able to provide this to us? Because it's really a goose that's laying golden eggs here, and we're very much the benefactors. And I also want to thank you, Hope, for what you're providing for us.
Oh, anytime. I mean, we're happy to do it. And I think that all of us at Learning Times, I think, have a very strong commitment to community and to education. So I think that that's just kind of a fabric, that's just kind of a thread sort of woven into, our company, our organization. I think we all enjoy what we do because, John and Jonathan really have provided an opportunity where, if there's a project that sort of needs some help, we, as Learning Times, we try and do what we can. It's just a juggling act. I mean, I think that, part of what it comes down to is, I think that in the last few years, maybe there's been more attention on, companies, organizations that sort of blend like a certain amount of social awareness with, a business side. And I think there's been a lot of companies, I think, that have been doing that for a very, very long time. But there's been this intersection of, like NGOs and businesses trying to kind of very much more specifically help and develop and get resources to, you know, groups or people or countries or, you know, disaster situations. And so I think it's, there's been a bigger, you know, light shone on it. But I think, you know, so I think that it's in that spirit that we try to do what we can and just, again, balance what, you know, what we need to balance. Everybody's just, you know, it's priorities and juggling and doing what we can. So, and Sue's just to, I mean, there's really, to do a recording, now that's the one thing about the Global Collaboration Grant is that, excuse me, we do tend to, it's really just the room. Again, if people are doing a big event and they want something recorded or, you know, they can certainly let us know. And, you know, we tend to just keep it as just the room because, again, in order for us to be able to offer this, excuse me, we attempt to kind of minimize how much administrative work we need to be involved in. So with the recordings, we first, you know, we have to locate them, then we have to post them in the community. Again, we do it on request, but we tend to keep the Global Collaboration Grant rooms just rooms that you can come into and meet. They're designed to be informal, they're designed to be spontaneous, they're designed to be sort of small drop-in sessions, ways for people to expose others to different technologies, things like that. So, so yeah, they generally don't have, it's not that you can't archive, it's just that we don't post the archives again. But to answer your question, there is just one button that you click and that will start the recording. As you can see, the recording is, you know, kind of happening in this class down below.
Yes. And it's coming to the, it's at the top of the hour, so it's a good time to mention that those recordings are made because this session is being recorded, and they all are, and I hope to set it up administratively where when the room empties, the recording gets canned. I guess Illuminate does that automatically, but what Hope has set up is she's, if you go to the place at the Webheads area, in the Webheads meeting room where it says recordings, and you go down at the bottom of the list, you'll find Webheads recordings, and if you click there, you'll find your recording has been automatically placed there. So if you wanted to do this yourself, you could simply go to the you could use the room, you could record your session, and then leave it and make sure you switch off the recording, of course, and then the recording will automatically appear under its date and time, and you would be able then to link to it. You can record it in your own medium if you want later, but basically you get it off the Illuminate server, and that's what we do. We just link to them. Sometimes I podcast them if I get the time. And I was saying before I got to coughing earlier that Hope has been, it's just amazed me how she has helped us and supported us in the three conferences that we put on. It wasn't always as automated as it has been for the more recent ones, but she's been really good about setting up rooms for us. That the first one, you set up a separate room for each presenter, I think, and linked to it, a website where we can link to it and get the recording. And then more recently, we've had a couple of rooms we've been going back and forth, and we've managed that, but still managed to get the recordings out of the rooms. So it's just a wonderful facility, and I'm really impressed because this is something that for anybody who is a money-making concern, that obviously you would get paid for it. You have a big team. It's a growing team. These people, if it's their daytime jobs, then they're on a salary, and it looks to me like there's some success there, which is very nice to know that to be a part of that, to be a part of someone's success, but still as Webhead, we're not funded. We don't, so, you know, we work off largesse, and it's so nice to meet people who provide that largesse in the spirit of the union.
Well, Well, thanks. Again, we're really, you know, happy and honored and proud to be able to facilitate this. And, you know, Aiden, I'm not really sure how much space we don't really kind of, I think, well, I should say I don't look at how our space is being used and I don't monitor it. But yeah, so, okay, Suze, go ahead.
To say something? Yes, okay. Well, I wanted to say to Vance, yes, it has been a fantastic support to have access to the technology and the expertise and the support and everything. On the other way around, I would say that all the hands-on training and testing and experiments that has been going on with WebPets for the past 10 years and with the Illuminate probably for the past 8 years or so, I think it must have been very beneficial both ways round, so that you people at Learning Times have had the opportunity to connect with people in the field who want to get their hands dirty and who aren't afraid of the obstacles that they may come. So I just wanted to say thank you to WebPets and to Learning Times for having such a great match.
Thanks so much. Yeah, and I mean, honestly, you know, we appreciate, you know, how much we've made an impression, but I also look to, you know, all the people that I've met over the years, you know, in the WebPets community, and I mean, I think it's, you know, it's really inspiring to me that between, you know, the language education and the adult learners and those of you who, you know, have your traditional classes, but then also try and bring your students who may not have as much exposure to technology in the different parts of the world that you're in, you know, I mean, from my vantage point, I see that WebPets is, you know, kind of connecting so many people, whether it's because of, you know, things like the traditional, like, digital divide, people don't have access in other means, or, you know, more of a cultural divide, you know, where in certain parts of the world, communicating this way, I think now it's much less of an issue, but I think that when WebPets started, I think there were a lot of teachers who were coming online and talking about their students' reluctance to use their microphone or talk or, you know, so, I mean, you know, it's because you guys have gently encouraged your students and taught your students and kept at it. So it is pretty great. thanks, Vance. I like the way you phrased that. Well, thanks so much, everybody. I really enjoyed talking with everybody, and I can stick around for a little bit longer if there's more questions. But I just, you know, I know it's the top of the hour, and I don't know, sort of wherever you are in the world, there may be things that you need to get to, so I respect that. Wonderful. We hope to see you all in the community, and, you know, definitely, you know, as I said at some point in this discussion, you know, the community is only as vibrant as its members, so, you know, feel free to jump in, feel free to make suggestions, feel free to, you know, pick up whatever baton in there that feels good to you, you know, that you want to contribute to. So thanks again, and hope everybody has a good rest of their day. Oh, you know what, I think I put it in, but I'll put it in again. Oops, sorry. So that's my email address. You know, if you have questions, let me know. Certain things might be better handled by others, but, you know, I'm happy to be a point person. I encourage you guys to definitely check out learningtimes.org. There's a way that you can sign up to be a part of this community if you're not already. Yes, go ahead. I see that there's questions.
Hi, Hope. It's really not a question, but I would just like to make it official. On behalf of the Electronic Village Online, the TESOL EVO, thank you for letting us use Learning Times as well. So in addition to Webheads and EVO, of course, thank you to you and to Jonathan and to John and to all the Learning Times team for, you know, always being supportive in everything that we do. I see that Elizabeth has just got in, so maybe she could say something before you go.
Yes, thanks very much, Hope. I'm sorry I'm so late getting here, but the Electronic Village Online introduces so many people around the world to the wonderful facilities of Learning Time. So, again, thanks so much for you, to you and Jonathan, especially for making all of this possible.
Well, then I should, you know, I also should say, you know, thank you for you know, helping to spread the word about, you know, what we're about and this, you know, this side of us, because I think that, you know, it's just, it helps us grow and it helps us to do what we do. So I want to thank all of you as well.
Okay, well, there's been a silence, so I'll just say that we've been talking to Hope Kendall, and this is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. Hope is in Manhattan right now, and a bunch of other webheads and EVO people who have Electronic Village Online, people who've been using the facility we're using right now as part of a grant from Learning Times, and this is February 6th. I always like to say 2011. I like to give the date because I hate listening to podcasts where they don't mention the date. It drives me crazy. So anyway, the way it works is if people just stop talking and start disappearing, then we'll switch off the recording. If anybody has any further comments, Hope said she can stay on and take more questions. So feel free to take the mic. It's open to anybody. You can even talk while other people are talking. So and that worked really well, Hope, I must say. So anyway, does anybody have any final comments they'd like to make or any big, heavy questions they'd like to ask Hope while she's here?
If the questions are too heavy, I might need to go get another cup of coffee. But anyway, well, thanks again. It seems like... Okay, David, wonderful. I'll look forward to that email. And I think after this, I am going to have an official breakfast and then probably head out for the day. So I might not be able to check my email until a little, you know, probably tomorrow. But exactly, a bagel, little schmear, as they say, in this part of the world. And yeah, so again, yeah, if there's any questions, just jump on in. If not, you know, and sometimes, you know, questions come up in a couple of days. So you all have my email address and feel free to contact me. Feel free to, you know, scour the learningtimes.org community and try it out. For those of you who may sort of straddle the educator librarian world, there's actually a Learning Times library community that tends to be focused on what's been coined as the blended librarians, where it's more about sort of this newer type of librarian that is evolving, librarians as kind of teachers and literacy, information literacy educators, and just, you know, but how all that sort of melds together because of the advances in technology and, you know, these online communities educational design, online educational design. So yeah, let's see. Bye, Rima, and take care, Nina. Let's see, who else? And yes, librarians rule. That's actually, I am a trained librarian. I actually never really worked in a library, but that was where my undergraduate work was, in library science.
Is that the community through which you're working with Vanessa Middleton, who's one of my colleagues here at the Petroleum Institute?
Yes. Well, actually, Vanessa is doing a small community on her own. She did start off in the Learning Times Library community, and then she was able to get some grant money, I believe, sponsorship money to start sort of a smaller community for that region and build more of a professional development community, you know, people being able to sort of connect with each other about different trainings, different things they're trying to learn. So great. Thanks, David. I'm going to actually launch that URL and I will definitely take a look at it.
I guess my favorite star librarian is Joyce Valdez. Does she interact in your communities?
You know, I'm not, the name isn't really jumping out at me, but I can definitely take a look. I mean, we're starting to do, we do some really great conferences. You know, we have some clients in the library community, groups like ACRL, ALA, PLA, so, you know, kind of a whole bunch of the different librarian professional development groups or professional associations in the United States. But we're also doing things like the Handheld Librarian, where we've been doing this conference, I think we're on our fourth one now, all about how smartphones, e-readers, Twitter reference, things like that are sort of impacting the library profession. So we should be doing our Handheld Librarian 4, I believe, in a couple of weeks. I can't remember the exact date, but that's happening. You know, David, that's a good question. I think it's usually more specific to the event. So I guess if you did the hashtag, right, like LibChat, you know, might be appropriate for a particular event. I find that my hashtags tend to be sort of event specific when I'm doing Twitter based on an event. I think that Handheld Librarian is usually, it's sometimes this, it may be for, you know, because that's going to be, I think the, you know, it's, this is the fourth conference, let me see if I can find the URL. Hang on one second.
I'm sorry, Hope, I don't mean to make you work on Sunday. It's time to get a bagel.
Oh, no problem. Let me just, let's see. There we go.
You really are a librarian.
I know, it's all about the resources, right? Let's see.
Yes.
I'm only getting... You know, what's only coming up is, I'm wondering if the community isn't quite set up just yet. Let me see. Oh, here it is, handheldlibrarian.org.
Thanks.
There we go. So that's the URL for the Handheld Librarian. And so... Oh, interesting. There's quite a few people. Yeah, I mean, it's. Wow, there's still a lot. It's so funny. I tend to drop off of certain Twitter feeds when the event kind of, because I'm tend to be focusing on the production of it. To see that, you know, people are still using certain things, it's pretty cool. You know, certain hashtags. That's great. That's really great. Oh, Vance, I think you need some more tea.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I meant to. I'm sorry that I did that. I left a microphone on. I've been cutting it off every time. I've done really well so far about that. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
But that, so that's handhelds in the library. Is it sort of mobile technology for librarians? Is that what it really is?
Yeah. It is mobile, how mobile technologies, and sort of an influx of mobile technologies and social network, social network apps like Twitter, Facebook, things like that are becoming part of library reference.
Where will the conference be held, Hope?
It's completely online, so it's all online. So I don't know that we're going to be using Illuminate. We might be using Adobe Connect, but you can see that if you go to if you go to the register link, you'll see sort of how you can register for this event. So it's all online.
So this, again, is one of your projects?
I actually have not been working closely on this. I mean, I've been moving more into a development role, trying to kind of, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the chat and people are talking about, in order to help with a cold, put your legs in warm water with mustard. Which I think is awesome. I'm a big fan of sort of non-medicinal remedies, home remedies. Thank you. Yes, I swear by a clove of garlic if I'm starting to feel sick, which actually I'm going to do that in just a little bit. Just chomp on a clove of garlic and swallow it, and usually feels like it's kind of eating away at the germs. But I'm sorry, I've gone off on a tangent here. I haven't worked very closely on this particular one. Earlier ones I was more involved, but I'm kind of doing a little bit more development and client services, this is a great, I think it's going to be a great program. Let me click on the program link. I'm just seeing who's Joe Murphy, I work with a fair amount. Joe Murphy is also presenting with Benjamin Rollins and Dontre Hampton and Amanda Peach. I think, let's see who else is in this group. Jeremy Kemp is really, really, just such a real leader in these discussions. And then you've got stuff like augmented reality. So I think it's really going to be very, be talking about a lot of things and sort of the practical application of some of these things that we may hear, like QR codes and, augmented reality, Foursquare. Like, why do we need to use these things? But, these people, I think, are going to be talking about sort of how they are using them. And that's, I think, really, it's nice when the learning is both theoretical but also practical. So I think that will be a nice break for all of these, or a nice benefit. Sorry, I was looking at the word break and it just popped into my head. All right. So any other questions, anything else anybody's like burning to talk about?
I think we need to let you go, Hope. You've been with us almost an hour and a half now, and we really appreciate it. And
anytime.
I did hear a mention of bagels and schmear, and it sounds like you're probably getting kind of hungry. So,
thanks, everybody. It's great to see you all, and I really thank you so much for inviting us. I'm going to, pass on all your good wishes and hellos to the team, because I know they all, send their regards as well. And we'll just see you, in the community via email. I will. I'll say hi to Jonathan. And and thanks to Vance.
Thanks again for this magic wand.
Yeah, and thanks Vance
for
kind of, staying on top of us you know, because I know that, you know, there were a couple of times when my emails were pretty delayed, so I appreciate you kind of sticking with us on that. And
oh, yeah, my pleasure.
So cheers, everybody, and I'm going to log off now, but I just wanted to say thanks again. See you soon.
Okay, well, bye-bye. Thanks very much for all you've done for us. And I will be the last one out of this session, and that's because I will put the recording link in our various spaces. I'll tweet it. I'll post it to Webhead's list. I'll post it to the Multiliteracies list. I'll put it at learningtogether.pbworks.com and in as many spaces as I can think of. Maybe I'll even post it to our new Facebook, the Multiliteracies Facebook place. Who knows? Anyhow, but it's been very nice that everybody has come here. Hope is still there clapping. Again, February the 6th, recording that's going on for about an hour and a half now. And thanks, everybody, for stopping by and say and supporting Hope like this. I really appreciate that. So I'll say goodbye, and if anybody else would like to make a final goodbye on the recording, please feel free to do so. We'll leave it here as the room starts to empty. And or if it gets really quiet, I'll switch off the recording and then sort of nudge people out the door. Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye from Lebanon.
Yeah, Rima, boy, we met, we had a really nice conversation about the work that you do, and I'm sure we'll see more of you in Webheads. And I don't know, you just might mention, why don't you mention here for the recording what you do in Lebanon?
What I'm doing right now is teaching students who become school teachers soon, either a bachelor or they're preparing their master's degree. And we've recently opened, I just learned a few days ago, a new branch and master's in one of the universities where I teach for technology education. So this is really new for Lebanon, and I'm really excited about this. I'm going to teach there, and I'm preparing my courses right now. This is why this seminar is really helpful for me.
Yeah, it seems like we have... if you and Rita are any indication, there's some really interesting people doing interesting things in Lebanon. And Booth, of course, is there. Have you seen Booth since that night? She's quite a... Everyone here knows Buthena.
Yes, Booth was just a bit like you. She had a cold, so we should have met last weekend, but we could not. In fact, it was yesterday, but she was tired. We were all tired at the end of the week, so we could not meet. But she's still here, and we'd like Rita and me, since everybody knows Rita, and she was the one who introduced me to this door 2011. We are dreaming of creating a technology educational group for Lebanon, because we have interesting things going on in here, and no one can... we don't have a community to join the efforts and to share our experience. So this is one of our dreams. I don't know when it will be realized or how, but it's good to share with you what we'd like to have or to create in Lebanon.
And I'd like to say a special hi to Natalia, who got the time right this time and turned up on time. Last week she missed the session, but it looks like she straightened that out. So the only person, Susan, of course, has said hi, and Elizabeth, and we have also two other people in the chat. Would you like to say anything before we go? Okay, well, I guess I'll go ahead and switch off the recording, and like I said, I'll be the last person out the door. So thanks again, everybody. I'll just turn off the recording now.